Cleanup work continues on an oil pipeline leak near Belfield. More than 176,000 gallons of oil leaked from the Belfouche pipeline. The oil traveled nearly 5 miles off the leak site. It has affected the Ashcoulee Creek, but has not gone into the Little Missouri River. The Industrial Commission's Oil and Gas Division says that pipeline dates back to the 1980s, but the section of the pipeline in question was replaced back in 2012. State Mineral Resources Director Lynn Helms says that pipeline only had pressure gauges on it to detect leaks.
We've been saying for years that those very basic things on these type of gathering lines don't detect small leaks. And, you know, this really illustrates that if you're just monitoring pressure and meters on a pipeline that has large variations in rate and pressure and elevation, small leaks aren't detected by those systems.
Helms says new pipeline rules will require more sophisticated leak detection systems on those pipelines, even when a section of pipe is being replaced. Also,
the new spill rule requires a company to investigate and report the root cause of the spill. Mm-hmm. And that's a new requirement in our rule.
That spill was reported by a farmer working in the area. For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.